Tom Likas Show. All right. Now, you know we work in the radio business, and you've heard all of this controversy about indecency on the radio and TV and at the Super Bowl and what have you. And Rush Limbaugh used a seven-letter word, the pluralized version of it, a word that we generally abbreviate on the air as BJ. We also abbreviate it off the air as BJ sometimes. But here is just a little bit of what the president and chief executive officer of Clear Channel Radio, John Hogan, this is Rush Limbaugh's boss. Let me read to you some of what he had to say to Congress. He spoke before the Subcommittee on Telecommunications and the Internet. This commentary was, this testimony was given on February 26, 2004. And here's what he said. Let me begin my testimony today with an apology to our listeners, to the public at large, and to you in this room. We were wrong to air that material, referring to Bubba the Love Sponge, by the way, an employee of Clear Channel at that time. I accept responsibility for our mistake, and my company will live with the consequences of its actions. While we cannot take back the words that were aired on our stations, we can take steps to ensure that it won't happen again. We are turning the page on how we deal with and prevent inappropriate content from airing on our stations. And this is what I'd like to focus on with you here today. First, Clear Channel has ended its contractual relationship with the on-air personality known as Bubba. His show will no longer be carried by any Clear Channel station. His dismissal will be costly and contentious, but it is the right thing to do. Because of employee confidentiality rights, I can't go into much detail regarding his dismissal, but I can assure the subcommittee that Clear Channel stations will no longer serve as his platform to reach an audience. But dismissing an on-air talent or DJ isn't enough, and we recognize that. In the days since we received the notice of apparent liability from the FCC, our top executives have devoted considerable time to trying to figure out what went wrong, what we need to do differently, and above all else, what we need to do to ensure that our stations broadcast material that is consistent with the standards and sensibilities of the communities we serve. The result has been the adoption of what we are calling our Responsible Broadcasting Initiative, which we are now implementing throughout the company. It consists of five components, which I'd like to share with you. One, the first element of the initiative is company-wide training. This will, of course, entail indecency tutorials on what the FCC does not permit broadcasters to air. By the way, does anyone know what exactly that material is? Not really. But it will also include components that educate our employees about our company, its values, its mission, and its sense of corporate responsibility. My goal is not only to put an end to broadcasts such as Bubba's, but to ensure that our stations accurately reflect what Clear Channel and our communities are all about. Number two, the second component will take effect in cases where our training has failed. When a Clear Channel station receives a notice of apparent liability from the FCC for a broadcast that the commission believes to be indecent. While I hope that there will never again be a case when a Clear Channel station receives such a notice, if one does, we will do the following. Now, keep in mind, Clear Channel has not received a notice like this yet because nobody has yet turned Rush Limbaugh in with a transcript of the offending material. First, automatically suspend the DJ who was cited. Second, require that the DJ and anyone else associated with the offending broadcast is to undergo remedial training on the FCC's indecency regulations and satisfy station management that they understand where their commission draws its line. And third, subject that DJ's broadcast to a significant time delay so that a program monitor will have the ability to interrupt a broadcast if its content crosses the line. In fact, our engineers are now in the process of developing equipment with the capability of imposing a five-minute delay, something unprecedented in the radio business at significant cost to the company. This will help to ensure that the monitor has sufficient time to exercise discretion and remove any portion of the broadcast that crosses the line. Did they have that equipment in place when Rush Limbaugh said the BJ word on the air? I wonder. Three, the third component is, and this is the part I wanted to get to, mandatory termination. Mandatory termination. If a notice of apparent liability issued by the FCC is adjudicated and Clear Channel is found to have aired an indecent program, The offending DJ will be terminated without delay. No appeals, no intermediate steps. If they break the law by broadcasting indecent material, they will not work for Clear Channel. Now, this went on. But I think what Mr. Hogan is saying is this. If somebody sent this transcript, which is conveniently located at allaccess.com, if somebody took this and noted the time and date of the broadcast and the station where it was broadcast in your area, sent that into the FCC, and the FCC sent something, as it was referred to here, as a notice of apparent liability, which is when they tell the station they're going to be fined and they have a right to fight it. And being adjudicated means then they would fight over this, whether it was indecent or not indecent, which would put Clear Channel in the position of saying that the seven-letter word, abbreviated as BJ, is not indecent. I'd love to hear them argue that. So, first of all, they'd be in that kind of a dilemma, having to defend that word being on the air after pontificating before Congress about how terrible, terrible, terrible this indecent programming is. So, obviously, if somebody sent that in to the FCC, and then, my friends, if somebody sent that in, and then the FCC decided to investigate, and they decided that that word was indecent, then John Hogan would be up against his own promise to Congress. He was under oath, and he said that there would be termination. Mandatory termination. So understand, if somebody sent that in and the FCC investigated and found that to be indecent, John Hogan promised Congress he would fire that individual. Do you think they would fire Rush Limbaugh? Do you think the FCC would send a notice to any of the radio stations owned by Clear Channel that broadcast the Rush Limbaugh commentary and included that word? By the way, it would put Clear Channel in the position of having to defend this kind of content on the air. And by God, if they did defend it, and I don't want to sound like I'm all over the road here, I would hope they would win, because I'd like to use that word on the air too. And I say if Rush Limbaugh can use it, I should be able to use it, and so should everybody else. There's one standard of decency for the entire country. And so now what I want to know is, does Clear Channel say that that word is okay on the radio? If not, why is Rush Limbaugh continuing to be employed by Premier Radio Networks? Are these reasonable questions? You bet they are.
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM. Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-866. The Tom Likas Show. 97.1. LA's FM talk station.
The Tom Likas Show at 1-800-5800-TOM. Tristan, on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Tristan.
Hey, just real quick here, brother. This is great. I cannot wait to see how this pans out. Everything that's going on, you know, with Howard Stern, I really don't think they're going to do crap to him. But, geez, I hope they do.
Well, let's see how many people send a transcript of that to the Federal Communications Commission.
Absolutely, and if this doesn't get held up the way things have been, I'm going to get involved myself. I mean,
And by the way, let me just say this. I want to make this really clear. If the FCC does complain about this, I hope that Clear Channel defends Rush Limbaugh, and I hope they win.
Absolutely.
But if they don't, then I want to see if John Hogan is going to do what he promised Congress he would do.
Yep. Most definitely.
And by the way, Rush Limbaugh is one of the very people who should have been organizing his listeners, which he organized them on all kinds of political gambits all the time. He should have been organizing his listeners against the FCC back when Howard Stern and Janet Jackson had all those problems.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because
no
it's kidding. Conservative hosts like Rush Limbaugh who go on the air saying, get the government off our backs. And they were notoriously silent most of the time and did not organize the listeners into a campaign against this legislation regarding indecency on the radio. That's exactly the kind of person who could have stopped this and didn't.
Yeah, you aren't kidding. He's on the right side, supposedly.
Yeah. Supposedly.
That's all I got, Tom.
Thank you, Tristan.
You take me out with a bong hit?
Here you go, Tristan. Mark on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, I'm a regular listener of your show. Generally enjoy your show, but I just gotta say, you're sounding like a friggin' pussy.
How so?
Well, you sound like a little tattletale talking about Rush.
It has nothing to do with tattling. In fact, I am hoping that Clear Channel will defend Rush Limbaugh, and I'm hoping they'll win.
I don't think they will. I think they'll bang him just like they would anybody else. But
they will not fire Rush Limbaugh. Write this down.
Well, maybe they won't.
They promised under oath in front of Congress that they would fire anybody who did this.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
I read the transcript earlier. You see, while you're busy trying to call me a little pussy, you didn't bother to listen to the content of anything I said.
The Tom Likas Show. 97.1 FM Talk Station. Stopland traffic.
Police activity in Gardena has shut down all lanes of the northbound 110 at the 91, as well as the 91 connector to the northbound 110.